So was the Jewish community really big as you were growing up as a little girl?
Oh, no.
So how...
The Jewish community was exceptionally small here. My mother cooked for the few Jewish men that were here that didn't have a family.
Okay.
So she used to cook dinner for them.
Okay.
And that's how they were making money because, you know, we didn't have anything then. So anyhow, growing up, people always ask me about anti-Semitism in Las Vegas, and I really didn't feel that any of that except one time.
Okay.
And I went to a birthday party of a friend of mine that lived across the street, and they all started talking about religion. This one doesn't like this one didn't like that one. Mm-hmm. So then they said, well, what's left? And somebody said, well, Jewish. And this one girl said, oh, I would never want to be that. Well, I burst into tears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But that was the only time that I really felt anything like
okay.
that. But, you know, I had a pretty, you know, except for the fact that we didn't have anything, I had a pretty normal childhood, but most everybody didn't have anything.
That's what I was about to ask you. Was that different? Was your family any different from most of your friends?
No,
your parents'
really.
Friends?
Uh-huh. No, okay. Not really.
Okay, so tell me what kind of work your father did when he first came to Las Vegas.
Well, he worked for the man that sold the bootlegger supplies. A grocery store. And then after that, well, what he did, I'll tell you a little story. What he did was he saw all the vacant land, because I told you the story.
Uh-huh.
And he said, he's got to have this. So he, the guy that he worked for, and this attorney that he knew, the three of them went together, and they bought land. And some of the land that they bought is where the MGM stands now. And stuff like that out on the LA highway.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we sold it before all this big boom started.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But that's what he did. And what happened was the gentleman who he worked for paid his portion, and my father worked it out.
Wow!
And they did. They really didn't have that much, but that's
what an arrangement. That was great.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, the gentleman that my father worked for, he told my brother one time, he said, you know, if it wasn't for your father, I would never be able to live the way I'm living now.
Wow.
Because I guess my father had the foresight to see what was, the fortune teller did, to see what was happening. In fact, one time, we didn't have a car when we came here. And my father eventually went into business. He owned a bar. On First Street, which was across the alley from where the Review Journal used to be, on First Street. And so, you know, my father wanted a car. He didn't have the money for the down payment. This was a Plymouth, so he gave this guy 25 acres of land for the down payment, and this was on what is now Tropicana. It's like where, you know how the airplanes come in and fly over that area there? Well, it was in that general vicinity. This property, and the guy later sold it, I think, for $25,000.
Well, now, was your mom a stay-at-home mother?
Yes, okay. Except, you know, she cooked and sewed, but she did all of that. She did all of that at home. And then, of course, after my father started, you know, went in the bar and started to make more money, then she didn't work. She just used to love to go. My father had slot machines, and she loved to go play them. And then during he had the bar before the Second World War broke out.
Okay. Yes.
Because he had that bar in the 30s, I think he started with that bar, someplace in the 30s, I can't remember. And my mother used to love to go play the slot machines.
Oh, that's funny.
She loved them.
Now, do you remember any of those? You were only 2 and 28. Do you remember the Depression years? I guess about the middle of the Depression. Do you remember some of those years?
Not too much. Mm-hmm. I remember my mother used to make all my clothes for me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, you know, as far as not having too much, I don't remember that because we were all pretty much in the same boat. Mm-hmm. Most of the people. Now, some of the people that were in my in my class were not, right. Uh-huh. You know, because the Cashmans were in my class.
Okay. Yes.
Wenger
yes.
was in my class.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. People